You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
We know that.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
118 laps to go in the Xfinity 500 as we work the caution for the eighth time. We'll reset the running order for you. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network, Car Care Center, Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Martinsville Speedway for the Xfinity 500 today. Big thanks to our premier partners, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, and Xfinity. My name is Alex Hayden, along with Kyle Rickey and Todd Gordon in the broadcast booth. Dave Moody is out in the grandstands in turn number three for us today. And on the pit lane and garage area, Steve Post, Chris Wilner, and Wendy Venturini.
Right now, Ross Chastain shown as the leader over Todd Gilliland and Josh Berry. They have yet to stop, and this cycle of pit stops as the caution flag came out as many of the lead lap cars were on the pit lane. Pit road will be open this time. This has potential to shuffle things up, put a lot of cars back on the lead lap, as well as I believe there are 17 cars between Josh Berry in third. Back to the first car in line that was able to get off the pit road. That is Ryan Blaney. And here they come, stepping out of line over in turn number three. Ross Chastain, Todd Gilliland, Josh Berry, the front three are on pit road, and that should cycle Ryan Blaney to the front.
Yeah, that's a huge break. There are only, at the moment, seven cars being scored on the lead lap. However, with a lot of these drivers being caught a lap down with this caution flag who just made pit stops, I assume they're going to take the wave around here in just a bit and get their lap back, and we'll have more cars on the lead lap.
Yeah, definitely will. I feel like a lot of the field, when you look at where Ryan Blaney is, there's probably 15, 18 cars that could take the wave around here. Several of them get you back on the tail end of lead lap. They'll have to start behind, be tail end when you take the wave around, so they won't be right on the leaders, but they're still in the fighting position.
21 cars between the pace car and Ryan Blaney, and now the three cars that just made stops will have to blend at the tail end of the field. Ross Chastain, Todd Gilliland, Josh Berry are now stopped on the back straightaway, and that is where they will restart. But ahead of all the cars that are about to take the wave around, 21 strong, including some of the front runners earlier in this race, Chase Elliott among them, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, a lot of drivers on the pit lane and that had already stopped and fallen off the lead lap when the caution was brought out for the Erik Jones spin in turn four.
It's been an entertaining race here at the Martinsville Speedway today. A huge crowd on hand, as there always is. And, you can't help but to thank folks for bringing kids out to the racetrack. I've been watching here under this caution flag. There's a group of four kids on the hillside over there. There's a race going on behind him, but there's a pretty good scrum going on where they go to the top of the hill and then just roll down the grass banked over there. Having a great time. Thanks for always bringing kids to the racetrack.
Part of a great crowd here this weekend. They have been entertained since Thursday when the Wheeland Mazda cars were on the racetrack, the MX-5 Cup, the NASCAR Wheeland Modified Tour on Thursday night, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series on Friday, and the NASCAR Xfinity Series yesterday. The trucks and the Xfinity cars celebrating crowning their championship Championship Four that'll run for the title next week at the Phoenix Raceway. Let's revisit some of the keys to winning to today's race, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Yeah, my first key of the race was execution on pit road. It's twofold. It's driver. This is speed. The corner speeds are higher. In order to make that, to maximize your time, you'll run more RPM around the corners, the straightaway down through here. Speeding penalties. Austin Cindric just got one. So that's the type of thing that puts you in a deficit. The other piece is the cars are really low here. You try to keep them as low as possible. Slow track, not a lot of banking. The heights are really low. Pit crews have a struggle at getting the left side up and getting that left rear on clean. So executing on pit road would be my first one. The second one, managing tire wear and strategy. We've heard from Denny Hamlin that you had to work your way. You know, you had to work your tires, kind of conserve some to make the longer run work. We've seen that on Ryan Blaney's done a great job of working his way forward on deeper run runs. And the third one, keep rolling the center while keeping enough entry security as the track rubbers in. Cars that are up front seem like they're doing a good job of that.
There is a parade of race cars making the way around the pace car to get their lap back on the wave around. And Ryan Blaney will assume the race lead. You've got William Byron, who will be scored second. Ross Chastain will be third. Todd Gilliland will be fourth, and Ryan Preece fifth. Josh Berry will be scored sixth. Cole Custer seventh. Chase Elliott is eighth. Shane Van Gisbergen ninth, and Kyle Larson tenth.
They are all going to be on the lead lap, we believe, as they all get the wave around. Then Christopher Bell, 11th, Kyle Busch, 12th, Joey Logano, 13th, Ty Gibbs in 14th, Tyler Reddick, 15th, Austin Cindric in the 16th spot as the field does get the one-to-go signal. Austin Dillon, Eric Jones, Justin Haley, Michael McDowell, all among the top 20.
Half a lap from going back under the green flag. If you're just joining us, Ryan Blaney, William Byron restarting on the front row. They're both in must-win situations if they want to be in the championship four and have the opportunity to win the big prize next week in Phoenix. Two drivers who are already in the championship four from the same team, Joe Gibbs Racing. They are Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin, both out of the race with engine failures. So they will go ahead and turn their attention to Phoenix Raceway next week. Meanwhile, we've got 111 laps to decide who wins the Xfinity 500.
Ryan Preece got the free pass in seventh. Everybody from eighth on back took the wave around to put a lot of cars on the lead lap. 16 strong as we go back under the green flag with 111 laps to go. Ryan Blaney, William Byron back to turn one.
A late launch in the restart area for Blaney, but a successful launch as he quickly pulls away and assumes sole possession of the number one spot. Byron will tuck in on his back bumper second. Chastain and Josh Berry.
Berry has been up and down the leaderboard today, was a lap down earlier by virtue of some strong efforts today by the pit crew and himself as the driver. They're up to the number four spot.
Overcame a spin down in turn two not all that long ago and has fought his way back up through the pack. He rides in the fourth spot. Todd Gilliland going to the inside for fifth.
William Byron right now 25 points outside of the championship four. One spot away from the lead, back to turn two.
And William Byron is working hard on the back bumper of Ryan Blaney. Off turn two and down the back straightaway. Byron has had a fast car all afternoon. Blaney can say the same. Now they're going to go head-to-head for the lead.
Byron tried to diamond turns three and four to try to straighten out the exit to get a good run down the straightaway. Blaney was up to the challenge.
William Byron doing a little bit of experimentation on his line in the middle and the exit of the corner to try and get a better run off to challenge Ryan Blaney.
Hangs on to the top spot by a car length over Byron in second. Ross Chastain third. Josh Berry fourth. Todd Gilliland fifth. Battle for the lead still tight up front.
It's not going anywhere anytime soon, although about a car length now for Blaney as William Byron continues to try and find a line that works a little better. I think last time around he found one that didn't.
He did, as the front five now finds some clean racetrack. Cole Custer is the next car in line. Custer's had a great day today. He's in the number six position to the inside of the lap car of Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Here they come off turn two to the back straightaway. And slowly but surely, Ryan Blaney's beginning to put a little distance between himself and Byron. It's up to about two car lengths.
Two car lengths between the top two. Another two lengths back to Ross Chastain in third. Josh Berry fourth. Todd Gilliland fifth. Race from fifth on back. back. Cole Custer, Ryan Preece, Chase Elliott, all among a lot of lap traffic off of turn two.
Cole Custer flying the Texas A&M colors here this afternoon for Haas Racing. He's got a very good run going, and he's got a rearview mirror full of a couple of lap machines.
And the inside is Austin Dillon. Outside was Ricky Stenhouse Jr. They'll settle things down just a bit. There are a lot of lap cars sprinkled in and amongst these lead lap cars because of the wave-around cars, Todd.
Yeah, as you line up for a restart, the wave-around cars go behind all of the regular position cars. So the lead cars will line up, the lap-down cars will line up, and then the wave-around cars get to come behind that.
Carson Hocevar gets turned in turn number one, was off the pace here on the front straightaway. Suarez went to his inside. The two made contact. Around goes Carson Hocevar, trying to pull that car away after the solo spin, but we do go under the caution flag for the ninth time here this afternoon with 102 laps to go. Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Ross Chastain, and we were talking about those lap cars a moment ago. Now for the restart, we'll kind of filter those lap cars out of line, and all the drivers that took the wave around a few laps back will be able to start or restart ahead of them.
With 101 laps to go in the Xfinity 500, and Ryan Blaney up front.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
The message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here at the Martinsville Speedway, pit lane is open and a handful of lead lap cars, including a couple of playoff drivers, Christopher Bell, Joey Logano on the pit lane. You got Ty Gibbs, you got Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick. All five of those drivers in a nice line as they make their stops in front of Chris Wilner.
Christopher Bell comes to a stop to the attention of the crew. It's going to be a routine four-tire change and Sunoco fuel. Adam Stevens saying, I think we have the adjustment that should help you through the center. They make a slight air pressure. He's down and away. A solid pit stop for Christopher Bell. Steve Post.
Joey Logano is in. Four tires, Sunoco racing fuel on this one. Car is much better on this run. Down and away, Joey Logano gets his pit service. Wendy?
Nobody pitting on my end of pit road, but I'll tell you, Kyle Larson just came over the radio for an update from crew chief Cliff Daniels. He wanted to know what position they were in. Cliff explained to him he was P9. He said, I know it doesn't look like it right now, but we're in a good position. And they also gave an update on points, which I believe at this time is +7.
Christopher Bell first off the pit lane. Joey Logano, Ty Gibbs, Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick all coming off pit road, but will restart toward the tail end of the lap or the lead lap cars, currently led by Ryan Blaney, then William Byron, Ross Chastain, Josh Berry, and Todd Gilliland. Within 100 laps to go, 99 to run. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Field getting lined up for the restart within 97 laps of the finish here at the Martinsville Speedway. The Xfinity 500 field off of turn four will get the one to go signal, led by Ryan Blaney, who will elect to restart to the inside lane. To his outside will be William Byron, then Ross Chastain, and Todd Gilliland inside and out in row two.
Ryan Blaney had a great restart just a handful of laps back and was able to clear William Byron. Now you got to go back and go back to your bag of tricks when you get to the restart zone as the control car.
Yeah, definitely do. And you just want to change it up. You've got a zone that you've got to restart in, and you went a little later. I don't know if you try to launch earlier. You've got to work on the momentum of where the two lines are and find yourself an advantage.
Two drivers that have been at the front of the field the most this afternoon, currently lined up first and second, both needing to win to have a shot at a championship next week. William Byron has led 260 laps, will restart to the outside of current leader Ryan Blaney, who is about to lead his 125th as they come off of turn number four. Slow pace into the restart zone. At the exit of the restart zone is when Ryan Blaney fires, and he'll lead them back to turn one.
That slow pace, Jackrabbit restart has served him well this afternoon, and it will do so again. Blaney away with the lead down the back straightaway. Tucking in line second is Byron. Ross Chastain third.
And then you've got Todd Gilliland to the outside of Josh Berry for the number four spot. You've got Gilliland getting out in front of him, but Berry will leave the inside wide open and charge back to the bottom.
Josh Berry back to the low line in a side-by-side battle with Todd Gilliland for positions four and five. Right behind them, Cole Custer to the inside of Ryan Preece.
Ryan Preece has been hovering in the top ten for much of the day, just outside of the top five right now in the sixth spot. Has Cole Custer to his inside for that position.
Behind them comes the Kyle Larson machine. Not far behind is Austin Cindric, front of the pack, front two trying to break away. It's Blaney and Byron.
They continue to play bumper cars mid-pack back there. Larson's in it. Everybody gets away for the most part. A driver well off the pace is Eric Jones off turn number four. We stay under the green flag. Eric Jones has significant damage to the right front corner of the Dollar Tree Toyota for Legacy Motor Club. That right front is pointed towards the grandstand, and he's got a long way to go to try to get back behind the wall with the leaders coming back to him.
The leaders come charging down the front straightaway into turn number one, and Eric Jones has found a little bit of pace. He's going to be able to get down out of harm's way on the back straightaway as the field comes racing by on their way to turn three.
Started two laps ago when Cole Custer got into Ryan Preece, racing for about the seventh spot. They both checked up. Everybody behind him checked up, and unfortunately, Eric Jones got the worst end of the deal. He will pull to the NASCAR Cup Series garage at the end of the back straightaway as the leaders continue under the green flag. Racing into the corner, Ryan Blaney, car length over William Byron. They've been able to break away just a bit from Ross Chastain, Josh Berry. Then the racing hot and heavy from fifth on back, Todd Gilliland, car length in hand over Ryan Preece, and a fast closing Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott trying to close the gap and get back into the running for the win in this thing. He's still got a good deal of work to do as he runs back just outside the top five.
And behind him, Kyle Larson goes to the inside of Cole Custer. Larson gets a nose out in front of Custer. This is the ongoing fight for the number eight spot that is still very much up for grabs.
Custer on the outside lane having difficulty keeping pace, and he will now give up that spot. Further ahead, here comes Chase Elliott again. He'll dive to the inside, take a position away from Ryan Preece.
That is the race for the sixth spot. Chase Elliott has it. Ryan Preece will settle into line in seventh, just in front of Chase Elliott's teammate, Kyle Larson.
Well, Chase Elliott's strategy the rest of the way is very, very simple. He's got to surge forward. He's got to pass all five of the cars in front of him. He's got to win the race. We'll see if he's got car enough to get that done.
The only thing we know for sure is he's only got 87 laps in which to do it. Todd, are we done with pit stops given the fact that we don't know if there will be another caution flag?
If we don't have a caution, we're going to the checker at this point. We're in a run here with 87 laps to go, and we're only 11 laps into this. That would be 98 laps. We've done that on tires.
Looking at the championship four leaderboard, we know Briscoe and Hamlin are locked in on wins. Ryan Blaney currently in as the race leader. And then 11 points separate Kyle Larson, who is fourth. And currently outside looking in, the first car, Christopher Bell, 11 points behind Larson. Christopher Bell currently running in the top half of the field in the 14th position, so deep in the field, but on the lead lap for Christopher Bell. Larson a little further up in position number 8. Here comes Larson wanting more off of turn 2 on Todd Gilliland.
And he's going to get it. He'll surge underneath Todd Gilliland and pick up another spot. Chase Elliott has lit the afterburners. He made another pass a lap or two ago. He is the number 5 automobile now, but he's got a lot of open racetrack between himself and Josh Berry in 4.
That's about 12 car lengths that that Chase Elliott's going to have to make up on Berry. However, Chase Elliott's car seems to be handling exceptionally well at this point in the race. Not just Josh Berry, but Elliott's got at least a half a straightaway to get up to the race leader, Ryan Blaney, Kyle, to at least try to fight for a chance to run for a championship next week.
All by himself right now in position number 5, a little more than half the straightaway as we have a car off the pace. Little contact off of turn 2 with Christopher Bell and Ty Gibbs. Teammates getting into each other just outside of the top 10. Gibbs will fall into line after losing a couple of spots behind Tyler Reddick. That is for about the 15th position on the racetrack as they are really strung out at the front. Further up or further behind them, Todd Gilliland trying to fend off Kyle Busch. That is a battle for 8th. Busch closing to within a car length off of turn 4, and just behind them, Joey Logano coming to life, picking up a spot on Cole Custer. Those battles go back to 1.
In turn number 1 they go. The Gilliland machine trying to hold off Kyle Busch. Kyle had a good start today. Kind of faded in the early going, but is on the comeback trail here into the top 10.
80 laps to go in the Xfinity 500 this time by. Clearly, Ryan Blaney's car continues to get better the longer we go, Dave.
It surely does. He continues to pull away. Nothing dramatic, but just a half a car length here and there. The lead is about 3, maybe 4 in turn 4.
Byron fading just a bit, 4 or 5 car lengths, equates to 6 tenths of a second on the speedway. Then it's another 8 tenths back to Ross Chastain in 3rd, Josh Berry in 4th, Chase Elliott 5th. No pressure among the top 5. You can say the same for 6th place running Ryan Preece, Kyle Larson in 7th, best battle for 8th, Todd Gilliland and Kyle Busch.
With Ryan Blaney being the race leader, should he go on and win to advance to the championship 4, then it would come down to the points. Right now as they run, Kyle Larson is 9 points above Christopher Bell. That's how we stand right now. Bell has been mired back in some heavy traffic here in this run. Kyle Larson, not a great scenario for Larson at the moment. He's 7th, but he's doing what he has to do should Blaney jump up there and win this race.
Yeah, he's doing what he has to do. Basically, at this point, I feel like Kyle Larson just knows he has to outrun Christopher Bell, and he's locked in. As we talked about, with where the stage points fell, I think it's 5 positions that Christopher Bell would have to beat Kyle Larson by. Kyle Larson just needs to keep focused forward, keep that 20 car behind him.
Christopher Bell buried in some traffic behind Joey Logano, ahead of Austin Cindric, Cole Custer, Tyler Reddick behind him. Remember, he came together a couple of laps with Ty Gibbs a couple laps ago, that is, off of turn number 2. So we'll keep an eye on Christopher Bell as he tries to race his way into the top 10, but a long way to go to close in and perhaps pass and then gain on Kyle Larson. So has his work cut out for him here over the final 75 laps of this event. But right now it is Ryan Blaney at the front of the field. In fact, let's check in his pit stall with Wendy Venturini.
Well, earlier before this last caution, Ryan Blaney had to work his way through traffic and dirty air. You could hear it in his voice. He was starting to lose a little bit of patience. In fact, he said, I have zero patience for these guys right now. He has everything on the line. He knows the situation. He's done it before. The last 2 years, he has raced his way into the Final 4 by winning at this racetrack at Martinsville. So much at stake for Ryan Blaney for a third year in a row. But Jonathan Hassler, his crew chief, is keeping him calm, keeping his tires at bay. Ryan Blaney, with 73 laps to go, leads this field. Steve Post.
Wendy, you talk about Ryan Blaney keeping his tires at bay, and that's what William Byron is focusing on. Ryan Blaney's tires, and he just Rudy Fugel just said, keep the pressure on him. Keep the pressure on him. Now they've lost ground. Handle's gone away a little bit on William Byron's car, but they are going to try to keep the pressure on him. Let's get into lap traffic and see if they can do anything with him right now. Blaney, though, with the largest advantage he's had at this point in this run. But William Byron's still pretty content with his race car. Just wants to see how the balance of this run, 71 more laps, play out.
as they continue to watch this take place. The leaders are going to catch the tail end of the field again. That's almost a gimme here at the Martinsville Speedway. So while we have this opportunity, let's let you know where they're running. Powered by Growth Energy. Growth Energy, leading America's biofuel industry and supporting the farmers who fuel our future.
Ryan Blaney is the race leader with 70 laps to go and has 7/10 of a second over William Byron in second. Ross Chastain third, Josh Berry fourth, and Chase Elliott to round out the front five. Ryan Preece runs in sixth. Seventh is Kyle Larson. Eighth, Todd Gilliland. Ninth, Kyle Busch. And 10th is Joey Logano.
Christopher Bell is 11th. Austin Cindric is 12th. And Cole Custer, 13th. 14th is Tyler Reddick. 15th on the racetrack is the car of Ty Gibbs. Shane Van Gisbergen goes 16th. 17th, and the last car on the lead lap is Austin Dillon. Brad Keselowski, one lap down in 18th. Then you got Daniel Suarez, 19th, and Bubba Wallace, 20th.
Justin Haley runs in the 21st spot. Michael McDowell is 22nd. Alex Bowman, 23rd. 24th is John Hunter Nemechek. Ty Dillon is 25th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is in the 26th position. 27th is Zane Smith. A.J. Allmendinger, 28th. Chris Buescher, 29th. And Carson Hocevar, 30th.
Noah Gregson is 31st. Casey Mears is 32nd. Cody Ware goes 33rd. He's the last car still running. Off the racetrack in 34th, Eric Jones. Out of the race in 35th is Denny Hamlin. Out in 36th is Riley Herbst. Out in 37th is Chase Briscoe. Now, Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe, and Riley Herbst all drive the Toyotas. All three of them out of the race with engine problems.
Keeping an eye on the race leaders in turn three and closing in on some lap traffic. Casey Mears about to go an additional lap down and then about a half a dozen or so cars just in front of race leader Ryan Blaney, who still maintains 8/10 of a second on William Byron as they race up the back straightaway.
Casey Mears gives way on the outside, allows Blaney to power by. Here comes William Byron now up onto the back bumper of the Casey Mears car.
It's about how and where you catch the lap traffic. Let's see what Byron can do. He's got Casey Mears in a good spot, and that is dive bombing into turn one.
Dives to the low line. Mears gives him plenty of room. Down the back straightaway, they'll race. William Byron trailing now Ryan Blaney by about six, maybe seven car lengths as they work the lap cars.
William Byron knows he needs to close in and make the pass and win this race to have a shot at a championship next week. Currently 28 points out on the playoff grid. Second on the racetrack after leading 260 laps earlier this afternoon.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
On the NASCAR Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
It's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series on the NASCAR Racing Network.
What was 8/10 of a second is down to six with lap traffic looming for the race leader Ryan Blaney and second place William Byron, who is indeed closing to within a half second. We'll pick up that battle when we come back. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 W.
WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
55 laps to go at Martinsville Speedway in the Xfinity 500. What was a half second down to 4/10. You can measure it in car lengths between the top two right now. Ryan Blaney, William Byron with more lap traffic in front of them, Alex, as they come off of turn four. The first of which, William's teammate, Alex Bowman.
This is heavy-duty lap traffic. Carson Hocevar is in that mix as well as they work their way up off of turn number two.
We'll see how hard Alex Bowman races Blaney with his teammate William Byron in hot pursuit. They come down into turn number three. Still about a car length ahead is Alex Bowman.
That's it. Off of turn number four, about a car length and a half now as they hit the start-finish line. Ryan Blaney, William Byron, more traffic off of turn number two as they close in on that Bowman car.
Ryan Blaney right up on the back bumper of the Bowman machine now as they race down the backstretch into turn three. They'll look to the inside, but Bowman is right on the bottom.
Bowman's car not handling all that well today, so it makes it a little more tricky for Blaney to figure out what lane to go to. This time, Blaney tries to put another lap on Bowman in turn two.
Drives it deep into turn number one to get alongside. Will complete the pass at the exit of turn number two. Now we'll see what Bowman does. Bowman just bails out to the high side and lets his teammate go.
Back off of turn number four, 51 laps to go, and there's no lap traffic between the top two, Blaney and Byron, but more ahead.
This is the closest William Byron has been in the last 25 or 30 laps. They will close in now on the lap machine of Carson Hocevar in turn four.
Hocevar has had a couple of spins today to bring us under two of the nine caution flags we've seen so far. Hocevar back into turn one. Race leader Ryan Blaney right behind him.
Blaney right there looking to the inside. Cuts a low line now. Hocevar is going to dive to the bottom and give way. Let the leaders have their day. Hocevar pulls over. Both leaders pull by.
With 49 laps to go and Ryan Blaney leading, that puts Kyle Larson in by 10 as they run over Christopher Bell, although this one far from over, especially if William Byron can close in and take the lead, because right now Byron is 28 points behind the cutoff, currently sixth on the playoff grid with 48 to run this time by.
Checking the other cars that can get in or out on points right now. Larson is in by 10 points over Christopher Bell. Chris Wilner, who's having his struggles.
He certainly is, Alex. The driver that's trying to find his third championship four appearance. It's certainly a tough road to hoe for these final 48 laps. Adam Stevens, after about 15 straight laps of dead silence on the radio, said the leaders are going to start racing each other. What we hope is the five begins to, of Kyle Larson begins to burn his tires up, and they start to come back to us. Tad Boyd, the spotter, who's been instructing him every lap of where the leaders are, said you were the fastest car on the racetrack about two laps ago. So no give up in Christopher Bell, who of course was a part of a wild, chaotic finish last year. That saw him bounce from the championship four. He is eyes forward, still not giving up, but has a lot more work to do running in that 12th spot.
Bell in position number 12 as the leaders are nose to tail up the backstretch.
William Byron, giving it everything he's got and a little bit more, has pulled in. He is right on the back bumper of Ryan Blaney's Ford.
With a host of lap cars straight ahead yet again, and that's part of racing at Martinsville. Rarely are you not in traffic. The leaders work their way off turn two.
Ty Dillon, the lap car, dead ahead. We'll see what he does as the leaders close in on the back straightaway. Blaney with a rear-view mirror full of William Byron for the lead.
Michael McDowell, Austin Dillon, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Justin Haley, all lined up in front of the leaders. Here comes William Byron to the inside. Dive bomb move to the inside of Blaney for the top spot.
Blaney gets bumped. He flies up the banking, and the lead belongs to William Byron. The bump and run in lap traffic. Byron away by a car length with the lead.
He's going to have to run away and hide right now. Ryan Blaney now has to regain the composure. Still heavy lap traffic on the horizon. William Byron back at the front of the field.
William Byron running for his life right now, knowing that if Ryan Blaney reels him in, he's probably got a bump and run coming in return, but he maintains that car length and a half advantage.
Change for the lead moves William Byron now into the championship four as the leader. Ryan Blaney suddenly finds himself 54 points out in seventh. He's going to need the lead back to run for a championship next week at the Phoenix Raceway, but that's going to be tough, Alex. Although there's more lap traffic ahead for race leader, new race leader, William Byron.
There is a host of cars there. Michael McDowell is there. Austin Dillon is there. You've got Chris Buescher, Justin Haley, Bubba Wallace, among others, with the race leaders all in it off turn two.
Byron has caught that lap traffic pack as he makes his way down the back straightaway. McDowell will give way. He'll drive underneath him in turn three.
Michael McDowell to the outside lane. Leaders to the bottom, or leader. William Byron able to make the pass. Ryan Blaney unable to make the pass. McDowell will sandwich himself between the top two.
McDowell gave way without much of a fight to Byron, but he did not give way with anywhere near as much courtesy, I would say, as to Blaney down the back straightaway. Blaney, though, has lost only two car lengths to the lead.
Yeah, he has, and he's finally clearing Michael McDowell. Drives for Spire Motorsports, which is a Hendrick Motorsports-supported organization. The race leader, William Byron, drives for Hendrick Motorsports in turn three.
He'll dive to the inside of the Chris Buescher Ford. Buescher gives way as he drifts up to the outside. Here comes Blaney closing in again. He's back within a car length.
Buescher goes to the outside. The race leader to the inside for William Byron. Blaney back within a car length with Austin Dillon ahead.
Ryan Blaney pedaling hard, trying to eat up the deficit. Indeed, the next lap car in line for Byron will be the Dillon machine off turn four.
With 37 laps to go, challenge and change for the number three spot. Ryan Preece passed Ross Chastain. He'll get away as the leaders head for the backstretch.
Ryan Preece having a great afternoon here at Martinsville. Leaders down the back straightaway. In a turn number three, William Byron closing in on the lap machine of Austin Dillon.
Keeping an eye on the battle for the lead, the battle for third. Priest, Chastain, and Berry is the top two. Go back to turn one. William Byron, Ryan Blaney separated by about a car length and a half.
William Byron just trying to find a way to make his way through this minefield of lap traffic. Blaney is right there on his back bumper.
Austin Dillon now right in front of this lead duo past the start-finish line. Byron will go to the inside of Austin Dillon. Gets the whole shot there. Ryan Blaney's got to get up there and get his nose alongside.
Blaney trying to follow him through on that inside line as they bypass the machine of Austin Dillon. It is still Byron by less than a car length over Ryan Blaney.
Austin Dillon will give way. Not as easy for Ryan Blaney to go to the inside and make the pass. That allows Byron to pull away by a car length with more traffic ahead in the form of Justin Haley.
Haley will be next in line now for William Byron as they race down the backstretch. It'll be Justin Haley and then the Daniel Suarez machine. Haley gives way by pulling to the outside.
But he doesn't really let the leader go by. He's going to stay in front of William Byron. This time in turn one, Haley again goes topside. Byron goes to the bottom of the racetrack and Blaney is there.
Byron drives it deep into turn one to get alongside Haley, but that has indeed allowed Ryan Blaney to close back in again. Less than a car length between the top two.
Again, William Byron needs to win this race to advance to the championship for next week, as does Ryan Blaney in the second spot. There's a car length between them off turn two.
Giving it everything they've got and maybe even a little bit more. Now Daniel Suarez will be the next car in line. Byron bypassed Haley with a great deal more efficiency. He's pulled away by a couple of car lengths.
Ryan Blaney still has yet to clear the Justin Haley Spire Motorsports car. Finally in turn one, Blaney will get by that machine and now has himself and Daniel Suarez to deal with. before he can get back to the leader.
Byron has already bypassed Suarez, and he's trying to break away now, doing a better job in the lap traffic than Ryan Blaney can do right now. William Byron beginning to pull away.
30 laps to go in the Xfinity 500 at Martinsville Speedway. The championship for Berth on the line for William Byron, the race leader. Second place running, Ryan Blaney also needs to win this race to have a shot at the title next week. They have been at the front more than anybody else today. Byron just led his 275th lap. Ryan Blaney has been at the point for 177. They're up the back straightaway.
They have been without question the dominant cars this afternoon and early evening, and now they've got to decide who's going to race for a championship. Byron bypasses the Cole Custer machine. Blaney now pulls in to try and do the same.
He's got to get to the inside of Custer in turn one. Cole will give him plenty of racing room there.
He will bypass Custer, but he's still got some open ground between himself and Byron. William Byron has opened up three, maybe four car lengths. Byron pulling in on the AJ Allmendinger automobile.
Allmendinger will be the next car to go a lap down, and then once Byron clears AJ, which he will in turn number one, has a little bit of breathing room between himself and the next pair of lap cars.
A masterful drive through the lap traffic so far for William Byron. When they got into that pack of slower machines, Blaney was right on his back bumper. As they exit that pack, it's a five-car length advantage.
William Byron leading his 278th lap of the race. He's now led more laps than anybody this entire season. He's on the back stretch.
Down the back straightaway. He's got a little bit of breather right now before he can catch the Bubba Wallace machine. Although Bubba's rushing up Brad Keselowski right in front of the leader. Easy now, boys. The leader's coming.
A little bit of contact between those two cars, Keselowski and Wallace, and then about a second or so back to the race leader, William Byron.
Byron has got about a five-car length deficit, maybe six before he can reel them in. An equal gap now back to the second-place machine of Ryan Blaney.
And then a big gap back to the third-place runner, and that's Ryan Preece, who is in that log jam of lap cars that the leaders were in about 20 laps ago.
Here they come off turn number two. Now the lap cars are side-by-side in front of William Byron. Bubba Wallace has opened up the low groove. He'll drive to the inside on Brad Keselowski.
Yeah, this could be concerning for race leader William Byron, although he has built an 0.8-second lead as they cross the line, 23 to go. But Dave, lap traffic side-by-side in front of him.
And a little bit of a tangle in turn four. Kyle Busch gets door slammed. He nearly turned the car around, but he keeps it rolling, and the lead will maintain for William Byron.
A lot of what happened that Dave just described with Kyle Busch and Tyler Reddick and Austin Cindric is because Christopher Bell is a bull right now. He's having to get every position he can. He's 8 points out of the championship four behind Kyle Larson, doing all he can, Dave, to try to get more positions.
Yeah, you could add C. Bell to the rather lengthy list of drivers that know they've got one option and one option only, and that's to go to the front and try and win this race. Right now, the lead continues to belong to William Byron.
Christopher Bell would have to pass Kyle Larson and then gain a couple of spots. Larson currently seventh. Bell is currently 10th. They're about 11 seconds behind the race leader, William Byron, as he comes down to the line to complete another lap. More lap traffic ahead. 20 laps to go, but that lap traffic, Dave, not slowing him down much.
And 20 laps is going to seem like an eternity to William Byron. He makes his way past the Casey Mears automobile and will close in on Bubba Wallace.
Now Ryan Blaney goes up and past Casey Mears. Again, Blaney, next car he sees is the current race leader, William Byron, who still has trouble on the horizon.
William Byron is going to have to deal with Bubba Wallace, and Bubba's got a pretty good race car right now. The gap between first and second remains about six, maybe seven car lengths.
Ryan Blaney in that second spot now, 0.9 seconds behind William Byron, losing a little bit of ground as there's trouble in turn four. One car gets turned into the outside wall. It is Carson Hocevar that makes contact with the outside safer barrier, and we go under the caution flag for the 10th time with 18 laps to go.
Todd, what do you do here if you're a crew chief?
I'm going to pit and put four tires on this car. We're far enough into this run. This run was 80 laps. Four tires. We're going to battle this one out for a short run.
Wendy Venturini, what are they saying in the Ryan Blaney pit?
just a moment ago, about two laps ago, Ryan Blaney came over the radio and said, I have no rears left. So could have been a sitting duck until this caution came out. They are discussing right now. Ryan Blaney is discussing with Jonathan Hassler what's going to happen here, but I can't imagine they won't take those tires.
Be another lap or so before pit road is open as the pace car captures the field off of turn two and up the back straightaway. As Carson Hocevar has brought out the caution flag here with 16 laps to go this time by. William Byron, Ryan Blaney fighting for the lead. Blaney losing ground to Byron prior to the caution. The gap built to about a second between the top two, both needing as they run to win this race to have a shot at the championship four. And right now, only the winner would advance next week.
We're getting ready to have another example of why NASCAR Cup Series racing is a team sport. Yeah, the driver does their lion's share out on the racetrack, but right now it's about the pit crews. We expect them to come to pit lane. Pit road is open now. The field exits turn number two behind the pace car. Ryan Blaney right behind race leader William Byron. We're about to figure out who's going to get the job done on the pit lane. We expect them to come in, and indeed they do. Blaney's going to shove William Byron onto pit road. You've got Ryan Preece and the rest of the lead lap cars in. Let's go cover the Ryan Blaney stop.
It was code blue. Ryan Blaney said, I'm good with code blue. What is that going to mean? Right now they're on the right side, and it is going to be four tires and Sunoco fuel for Ryan Blaney. Steve Post.
William Byron all the way down here, the very first pit box in turn number two, painfully making his way down the front straightaway and finally around to the attention of the crew. Crew around to the right side of the Chevy. Going to be right side tires. Sunoco fuel is plugged in. Ross Chastain in the pit box behind him. Now back to the Byron pit. They're back on the left side. Left side tires off. The race to the line. William Byron wins it. Ryan Blaney goes out second. Chris Wilner.
Joe Gibbs Racing for Christopher Bell completed their pit stop here just a moment ago. Four tires and fuel. Bell said, I need to be just freed up here on the short run. Just need help with turn. They did so there. Also in was Todd Gillen having a solid day, as well as Ty Gibbs struggling with a tight race car.
So William Byron first off the pit lane over Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Josh Berry, as we are set up here for a fairly quick run to the finish.
Yeah, and this is one of those situations where we pitted with 15 to go. Probably going to get the green with like 12 to go. This is one where as a crew chief, I'm pumping tires up. I'm not going to run these tire pressures as low as I did for the 90-lap runs because I've only got to run 10 laps. There is an optimal pressure that these tires make the most grip at, and it's well above this 8 or 9 pounds in the left and the 20 pounds you got in the right. It's well above that. So we're going to target a little bit higher so we get to that quicker and the car comes in faster for my driver.
Short run. Who has got the best short run car? We're about to figure that out here as we work the caution flag for the 10th time, and a hat trick for Carson Hocevar. He has been turned around three different times today. He's been spun in turn one. He was spun in turn two and in turn number four.
Only missing turn three. And you never know. There's still, 14 laps to go. The big loser on the pit lane a lap ago, Ryan Preece, came in third and now will be restarting in the 10th position as they run on the speedway behind the pace car. So it'll be another lap or two to get things sorted out. There are some wave-around cars. In fact, several of them, about 10 wave-around cars going by the pace car now up the back straightaway. Brad Keselowski being one of them. A.J. Allmendinger, Justin Haley, Alex Bowman, all getting back another lap as we get set to get the one-to-go signal and the final run to the finish here. A lot on the line for these race leaders.
Let's hope it's the final run of the finish and okay. No overtime on that one. It's going to come down now to lane choice. We've seen William Byron as the leader multiple restarts. He's gone to the bottom. Sometimes he's gone to the top.
Yeah, we'll see where this plays out. And Blaney, I think, has beat him from the top. Let's not lose focus of the second row. Chase Elliott, early in the run, was the fastest car the last run, drove his way forward. Now he's going to start right behind Ryan Blaney in the outside lane.
64 points back as they run, but that would change everything if he were to take the lead right now. So there are three drivers in a must-win situation to advance to the championship for next week. They include William Byron, Ryan Blaney, the front row, and Chase Elliott, who will line up second topside in the fourth spot. Three very hungry drivers right now with their entire season on the line. These are the next 11 laps.
And with tire pressures blown up, I'm going to get to this one too. Launching in the restart zone's harder because the tires don't make as much grip. So if you have blown the tires up, your driver's going to have to manage this restart.
Now, the restart zone is a box where the race leader, in this case William Byron, can be the first car to get on the gas. That's the reward for being the race leader. They're in the zone, and Byron's on the gas. Ryan Blaney will match him. Chase Elliott stays right there with them as well. We're down to 11 laps to go. Wheel to wheel for the race lead.
Side by side into turn one and two. William Byron away with the lead down the back straightaway. Blaney right on his back bumper in second. Ross Chastain under Elliott for third.
Chastain in third. Elliott shuffled back to position number four, just in front of Kyle Larson. Front four, front five, single out. Little bit of contact just out of the top five with Todd Gilliland. They're okay as the leaders hit the backstretch.
William Byron trying to get away. He has opened up about a car length advantage over Blaney. Another car length to Chastain. One and a half back to Chase Elliott.
Nine laps to go this time by in the Xfinity 500. William Byron trying to race his way into the championship four. His lead a car length and a half.
Right on the bottom off turn number two. Now drifts up to the outside retaining wall. Midway on the back straightaway. That one and a half car length lead. A full two now in turn three.
Eight laps to go this time, and it's 8 points for Kyle Larson over Christopher Bell for the final spot in the championship four. The third currently held by race leader William Byron.
William Byron running for his championship life right now. Trying to open up some real estate between himself and Blaney. He's getting the job done.
Seven to go here in Martinsville. Blaney still giving it all he's got, but he's beginning to lose touch with the back bumper of William Byron off turn two.
He just does not have the muscle to run with William Byron right now. In fact, he may be falling back into the clutches of Ross Chastain for running in third.
Chastain in third, Elliott a distant fourth. They are all losing ground to race leader William Byron, who has opened up a half-second advantage at the front of the field with six laps to go.
Kyle Larson is well back in that number five position. It looks like he will not be able to challenge for the win this afternoon. At the front, William Byron continues to show the way.
That fifth place car of Kyle Larson doing all he needs to do to try to advance to the championship four via the points. Five laps to go in Martinsville.
Down the back straightaway. Last opportunities now for Ryan Blaney to try and pull a rabbit out of the hat. Chastain has fallen back off Blaney's back bumper. He now will be pressured by Elliott for third.
A half second between the top two last time by. A half second this time with four laps to go between William Byron and Ryan Blaney.
Byron not expanding the lead, but Blaney is not closing in. At least not as quickly as he needs to be right now. It's still Byron by three.
To the line, three laps to go. William Byron in his red, white, and blue Cincinnati Chevrolet. He's got Ryan Blaney by three and a half car lengths.
William Byron just needs to flip that mirror down, hit his lines, and drive. He's got the lead. He's got some daylight. Three car lengths between himself and Blaney.
Behind them, Chase Elliott moves Ross Chastain out of the way in turn number one. Move Elliott to third, Chastain to fourth. That battle, though, 1.7 seconds behind William Byron.
Byron off turn number two, still keeping that three to three and a half car length advantage, doing exactly what he needs to do at the front of the field.
Off turn number four, here's William Byron. White flag is in the air from Shannon Bednarik. Byron a half a mile away from running for a championship.
He's had the dominant car all afternoon long. He flexed the muscle when he needed it most. Final time down the back straightaway. Willie B is going to race for the title.
We'll lead 304 laps en route to the win here this afternoon. William Byron sees the checkered flag and wins the Xfinity 500 and will transfer into the championship four next week at the Phoenix Raceway. William Byron wins at the Martinsville Speedway. Let's go to pit road.
William Byron, the crew celebrating with him. Rudy Fugel having some words with his driver, having some words with his team. Jeff Andrews, the team president down here, celebrating with this one. Oh my gosh, high fives and hugs all the way around here as they are going on to Phoenix. And what a performance, what a run here. Rudy, congratulations. You can breathe now. Just your emotions, your thoughts right now, Rudy.
Yeah, freaking proud of this team. Proud of William. Proud of this whole team. You never know. You know, there's so much that's happened in this round. We've had cars that are, you know, first and second place cars. And we never quit. We came up here with a really good car, and we won the race. So, man, I can't wait to get to Phoenix, but I can't. I mean, I'm just so proud of this team.
So proud of this team, and boy, he's right. This round has not gone the way they wanted to go until today.
The Championship Four in 2025, it's going to be Joe Gibbs Racing versus Hendrick Motorsports. Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe from Joe Gibbs Racing, William Byron, and Kyle Larson gets in by 7 points. That is the Championship Four, but it's William Byron who's celebrating the win today. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Gear up. Visit the NASCAR shop online to find all of your favorite officially licensed NASCAR product. The NASCAR shop is the official online store of NASCAR and your destination for all of your favorite hats, t-shirts, diecast, and more. Whether tailgating, home gating, or anything in between, visit NASCAR.com/shop for the widest assortment and best selection of NASCAR gear today.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
William Byron wins the Xfinity 500, will race for a championship as part of a Championship Four next week. Gave it everything he had, but coming up just a bit short was Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney comes home one spot short of a race win and one spot short of making it back to the Championship Four. Ryan, how do you process this and the tight racing there with William?
Yeah, just came up short. Did a good job, but we got control of the race there for a bit. And gosh, his car was really fast. And my rear started to go away pretty big on that long run. And working through lap traffic, he was able to get by me. And yeah, then he was, got control of the race from there. And his car was really, really fast. And gosh, I don't never really thought I really had much for him, especially as I think that it got cooler. I feel like his car got even better. So he just had great rear drive and they were able to utilize it. But, proud of our effort, proud of, coming from where we qualified and getting the lead, leading laps and had a short shot at the win. It's, things have come up short, but really proud of the effort and proud of our year.
Were you almost surprised in that move for the win where he kind of shot you in the short sound and turn three, made it three wide?
We're picking through lap traffic and, easy to kind of lose momentum and he saw an opportunity, took it. I don't blame him. I know it was tight. I haven't really seen a replay how much room he had or not. I don't really know. I just knew it was going to be tight. I got the worst end of it, obviously. But, two guys race for the win.
That's Ryan Blaney coming home second and will not advance to the Championship Four to seek his second championship. But, boy, what a valiant effort for driver of Ryan Blaney.
It was a heck of a drive. And again, with Ryan Blaney not being able to win this race, that means we are not going to have a Ford in the Championship Four here in 2025. William Byron did the job. He's in victory lane on the front stretch with the race fans, and our Steve Post is there.
Man, they are celebrating down here the win for William Byron. Absolutely. Ryan Patton down here, one of the crew members on this team. William, congratulations. Can you just put your words around your emotion right now after winning here today at Martinsville?
No, I can't really get my head around it yet, but just a really good job by this whole group. Everyone worked really hard coming here, and it's amazing what you can do, You got to put your mind to it, and we had a good week of preparation, and thanks to Cincinnati and Chevrolet, Mr. Hendrick, and we're going to Phoenix. It's pretty awesome.
Describe the move, the opportunity you had when you got by Ryan Blaney down into turn number one.
We're two really evenly matched cars, and we race hard, but that's what you expect, right? But I just got to run, and you never know when those runs are going to come again because these cars are difficult to pass for the lead. So you just had to, had to take advantage. I got inside of them there, and maybe just overcooked it a little bit, I don't know. But, just kind of the nature of racing hard.
Late race caution. Can you describe the emotion of pulling off from pit road first? What these guys did on that last pit stop? Can you describe what that's like as a race car driver?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. We have a great group, and you know, they work their tail off. So everyone does, but yeah, they just nailed the stop, right? You know, came in with the lead, came out with the lead, and a lot of credit to our, obviously, qualifying effort as well. So just overall really good.
Final question, Las Vegas. We all have talked about that, Talladega. What's this mean now with the perspective of this round and how bad it was up until today?
Yeah, it was hell in a bottle. It was really hard. You know, these last couple weeks were a bit depressing and just trying to find new motivation. And been working on that. Got a great family and just kind of resilience, pushing through it, like I said.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hell in a bottle. Well, they smashed that bottle all over the front stretch here at Martinsville Speedway. William Byron picks up the win, and he's running for the championship next week.
And 304 laps en route to the win here this afternoon at the Martinsville Speedway. Chase Elliott had a good day in third, but Wendy, not good enough to run for that title.
Yeah, he was so close to the win and get in. He could smell it. Chase Elliott coming home third. What else could you have done with your race car in those final laps, Chase?
Well, just be positioned better. You know, obviously the final laps get tough. You know, the guys out front have a big advantage and the track cleans off like that. So I knew that was going to be difficult. Was just kind of hoping in my position to get into a spot where maybe you capitalize if something crazy happens. But outside that, yeah, we just got a little too far behind through that three-quarter mark. Got caught a lap down in the cycle. And then, yeah, from there was just kind of playing catch up. And, yeah, we just weren't quite good enough, truthfully. You know, I thought William and those guys did a great job and capitalized on a fast Saturday and, you know, put themselves in a good spot and got it done.
Definitely have your head held high from this season. What is probably your biggest takeaway and highlight going into Phoenix this weekend from the year of 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've had some of our best races over the last month, you know, which is a lot of fun, you know, to end the year strong and be up there in the mix a lot more. You know, so proud of that, proud of, you know, the fight all day today, the fight throughout the week, you know, everybody at Hendrick Motorsports for the effort to put into these cars and just trying to bring our very best here. I thought we did that. Yeah, unfortunately just came up short, but fortunately, you know, got, I think, two in, right? Yeah, I got two in and, you know, hopefully one of them get it done.
All right, that's Chase Elliott, and the Hendrick Motorsports team members were definitely celebrating for each other on pit road. Let's head over to Chris Wilner.
Well, the first driver out in this championship for Chase is Christopher Bell by 7 points, and it was a valiant effort there at the end trying to rally from 12th. Christopher, what did you need more in your race car to make up the track position and go fight for a spot in the championship for?
I feel like I just need a little bit of long run pace. You know, whenever we got the balance right, I was pretty fast on the short run. I could